everybody. I'm Jane.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to the Medium Curious Podcast, the show that wonders if we can take a moth and turn it into a butterfly.
Yeah.
Maybe they just hang out together.
And we're totally doing that today. Today, our episode is the Monarch episode, where our listeners, our lovely listeners, have sent in stories of signs and synchronicities in their life. Do you want to introduce us to our first story, Jane?
Our first story comes from my beloved niece, and she is talking about my sweet mother-in-law, who you've met, Sarah, Feisty Phyllis.
Feisty Phyllis!
All right, let's check it out.
So I bought some Harry Potter-like candles for a Halloween decoration this year because Holden was reading Harry Potter and absolutely loved it. So these floating candles that went into our dining room as the Halloween decoration. And Granny Phyllis always loved Halloween as much as I did. And her and I would always be witches together. So I was noticing one of the candles being on all by itself. And the only way to turn these candles on were by the wands that came with them. I even tried like touching the candle, twisting it, seeing if it would turn on any other way. It was only by these wands. And so I got the feeling that it was Granny Phyllis. And so anytime this one candle, it was always the same one, was on, I would say, "Love you, Granny Phyllis." And the kids noticed too. So then Harper started saying too, "Love you, Granny Phyllis," anytime this candle was on. And it kept happening. We ended up leaving those candles up until like New Year's because Holden and Harper loved them so much. But anytime that one candle was on, I would always say, "Love you, Granny Phyllis."
Boo hoo.
Oh no, already in tears.
We're going to be crying a lot in this episode.
So good.
Oh,
just the sweetest.
Oh my God, and their faces. Those little kids are some of the coolest people I've ever met. I love that. Thank you, Granny.
Hi, Jane and Sarah. My name is Nikki. In my normal life, I'm a mom, photographer, Qigong instructor, and soon-to-be author. I'm reaching out because I just had to share with you the many interesting parallels that I've been experiencing with your show in my own life. First, I'd like to say I adore your show. It's fantastic, and I love that you're normalizing this experience for people. Thank you so much. Your show was actually recommended to me by a dear friend, Joni, who knows Jane. And the timing of Joni recommending the show came at such an interesting time. Okay, I'll elaborate. I've been a medium my whole life, but all my experiences and abilities were strongly discouraged when I was small. I was told to never, ever, ever speak of them. Some of those experiences included things like psychic ability, seeing ancestors, a reincarnation memory that I was born with, and my forest friends that I loved to visit as a child. So for a long time, I kept these experiences to myself, worried that others might think that I'm crazy, as I was told as a child. But I've had several experiences over the course of my life. I am 46 now, that I knew were without a doubt real. So I started to trust myself by about my mid-20s. Then sadly, about 10 years ago, my 6-year-old niece, Jayla, transitioned after succumbing to bacterial meningitis. And that door to the spirit world opened even more, while also letting in enough light to lift a heavy heart during really scary and sad times. Jayla helped me see that I could grow through deep grief and bloom on the other side. She also led me to the book Signs, which was an astounding experience on its own. I was in a bookstore, and when my eyes landed on the book, I clearly heard her say, "TT, read this one." In the last month, several of my ancestors, including Jayla, have approached me about stepping out into my role as a medium more fully. I started telling a very small circle of friends that I was doing some practice readings. And a week after I scheduled my first two practice readings, Joni, who at this time knew that I could see spirits, but not that I was doing practice sessions, sat next to me at our book club and said, I've been listening to a podcast that made me think of you. The timing could not have been more perfect. There I was, nervous to step out of my little closet, and I'm given the most beautiful sign. I feel like one beautiful friend led me to more beautiful friends. It was so healing to hear how other mediums have had such similar experiences to mine. Thank you for doing what you do and for spreading your message. I have deep gratitude and love for each of you.
Oh, Nikki. Oh my God. Go, Nikki. We love you, Nikki.
Nikki, I'm so impressed by you. I want to just call out the beauty of the poetry of letting in the light to lift a heavy heart that she said when the door opened. I thought that was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Nikki. I mean, your light shines through for sure in that, all that, and to little Jayla, who brought you online.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we could play any role in that, that's freaking great. And we're honored. Shout out to Troop 606, which is how I know Joni, being a little brownie. Oh, beautiful. Who's next, Sarah? Oh, this Emily. Is my Miss Emily is a delightful human being I met when my son was a baby and she was his sitter. So back when we're talking about 13 years ago, or at least. So let's hear from Emily.
I was asleep one night and I felt a familiar hand grab mine. I could feel his fingertips against mine and he squeezed my hand. And when he squeezed my hand, it kind of felt like a deep breath each time, like, there was a rhythm to it. I looked up in my dream and it was my brother Nathaniel, who I had just lost to suicide a few months before. It looked just like him, but he didn't have any scars and he didn't have any drugs affecting his body. He looked perfect. His hair was shaggy, just like it was when he was 15, and he was smiling at me quietly. But he was kind of transparent and glowing, and his legs were replaced by what looked like a tornado of gray pixels just moving around. He squeezed my hand 3 times, and then he hugged me. His head was on my shoulder, and he whispered in my ear, "I'm finally safe now." And his voice sounded like a chorus of him at different ages in his life, like him as an 8-year-old boy and a young man all at the same time. And there was a ringing bell sound added. It was like a musical song playing along with all of his words. It was beautiful and so different than anything I'd heard before. Next, I found him playing with my baby. He was lifting her up into the air playfully in her nursery. And then I paused to think, was it my baby or was it my baby's twin? Because my baby lost her twin during pregnancy about 2 weeks before he passed away. And I guess I've often wondered if he knew my baby's twin. I'm not sure. But I tried to ask him, "Did you go to heaven?" And he looked to one side and he looked back at me and he said, "Not exactly, but I can't tell you yet." And he said it in the most childlike way, even though he was 23 when he passed away. It was like talking to a kid. And then he said goodbye. My impression was that he was safe, but in some sort of in-between place. I don't know what I believe about all this. This was the first experience like this I've ever had, but I woke up feeling so loved and so peaceful. I believe it was really him, and it just meant the world to me. There are so many things that make me believe he is still sending love, even though he's not with me anymore. On the day my daughter's birth mom asked me to meet her, the very first time I met her, where she asked me the most important question of her life, probably, of will you take my daughter? Nathaniel's name was scratched into the mirror at Starbucks. It said Nathan Rules. And I smiled because, like, maybe that's a coincidence, but it felt like he was with me and I felt his love that whole day when I was meeting her, and we had just the most important conversation of our lives, probably. It was the last thing I saw before I met her, so I just felt his love with me. On that night, when I came home, music flooded my home that I didn't ask my Echo to play. It was a song about bringing a baby home and one about a brother and sister watching the sunset together. And I wept. I just knew that was a sign from him. My daughter ended up turning 1 week old on his birthday. The first birthday without him alive anymore. And I spent the day talking to her about how awesome her uncle is. And somehow, in the months since, she does this smile that is exactly like one that Nathaniel used to do. Exactly. Like the mannerism, the smile, it's a smirk kind of thing. Exactly. And it just is so special. Now, every night, an owl sings outside my bedroom window. That was Nathan's favorite animal, the great horned owl. And I know he is still sending love. I'm new to experiencing anything like this, but I definitely believe he's still out there. Once, a bright yellow orb like just flew into my room when I was taking a nap, and I woke up and there was like this bright yellow light. And it moved towards me and I was in shock. I didn't know what it meant. But when it touched me, it felt similar to when you get a big hug from somebody. I felt so peaceful and so calm, and it felt like he was visiting me somehow. Another time, I saw two bright yellow orbs move into my daughter's nursery, and they moved similar to how a butterfly flies. Like they were like twirling around each other when they moved across the room, and then they hovered above my daughter's crib. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it means, but it definitely felt like a positive thing, and it felt like he was a part of it somehow. And that was really special. I will never get to see him here on Earth, but I feel him with me all the time, and I talk to him all the time. And I really value like sharing about him with my daughter, and she just has so much in common with him, with her personality. It's amazing. So I know that we will carry on the tradition of being silly and kind and awesome like he was. Once a butterfly flew up to my window and stared inside the nursery. It hovered there for like 15 seconds. It was bright yellow. And it felt like that was him too. It felt like just him saying, hey, but thank you so much for listening. I don't know what any of this means. I never grew up believing in mediumship, but after going through that, I definitely do believe now. And it has been incredible to know that he is safe now and to feel that love from him. So thank you.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Emily, what an amazing, beautiful, precious connection. Whew.
That hesitation was incredible.
Oh, yeah. Chorus of different voices from all of his different ages of his lifetime. Wow. That she can put that to words, something so profound. I mean, thank you for sharing that. That was so beautiful.
So beautiful. Oh, okay. Shall we keep going?
Yes.
Okay. So the next story is a listener that we haven't met yet, but is also a medium and is sharing her story that has a little bit in common with Emily's story. So we're going to play her next.
I was on my way to pick up some dog food from a store that I had been to a number of times before, but since I was new to the area, I was using my GPS to make sure I didn't get lost. I crossed a major intersection and thought to myself, I'm pretty sure that's where I should have turned. And I wondered why the GPS hadn't guided me that way. After going through a few more intersections, I became sure that I was not being guided correctly. I decided to use the next parking lot entrance to turn around. But as soon as I pulled into the lot, I saw a thrift store called the Discovery Shop and was inspired to go inside. Even though I don't really like to shop, I knew to listen to my intuition, especially considering the name of the store. As soon as I stepped in the door, I was astounded to see tables full of owl jewelry. It was mesmerizing and made me a little teary-eyed. I realized that my sweet dog, Lovey, had commandeered the GPS and directed me to where he wanted me to be. Just a short time prior to this occurrence, Lovey had made his transition to the spirit world. Only about 6 hours had transpired from the beginning of his medical emergency to his last breath, which was heartbreaking and shocking, but it was also an honor to be there with him during such a momentous life event, his angelversary, and to be allowed to witness what happened right before he was euthanized. I was about to create a healing oasis of light in the room, hoping that the vet would have good news when she came back. But before I could do so, a vertical portal of golden light appeared right beside me and Lovey. Another one of my dogs, Astrid, who is also in the spirit world and who is Lovey's buddy, had transitioned about 10 years prior. And there she was in all her glory to shepherd Lovey back home. I knew then that the vet would recommend euthanasia. My sweet Lovey made his way back home with my hands and forehead, as well as a dear friend's hands, lovingly placed upon him. Once the process was complete, the portal closed back up. As I stood by the grave after burying his little body, I asked my sweet Lovey, "What shall I look for in the coming days? What shall be your reminder that you are still with me?" And just as feisty and funny as ever. And just then, an owl hooted. Through my tears, I laughed and I asked, "Owls, will that be our thing from now on?" Another hoot was heard, which was the confirmation that Lovey was already easy to communicate with. Later that same evening, I heard his nails on the hardwood floors in my bedroom and felt movement on the foot of my bed, which is where he had always slept. He was letting me know that he'll always be with me, just at a different frequency. Not long after his transition, I asked him, "Dazzle me today. Remind me of your sense of humor." Shortly after this request, I started hearing a buzzing sound and couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I started walking around my house, trying to locate the buzzing sound. I finally figured out where it was coming from and stood in my living room, laughing heartily. I said out loud, "Lovey, you really are a great communicator and still have that sense of humor." He had guided a fly into a very small opening at the base of a 12-inch tall, hollow glass owl. The opening was there because it was slightly broken. Once the fly was inside, it couldn't get out and started flying around, making quite the racket. After thanking Lovey for his precision and not only guiding me to the thrift store where I would discover a plethora of owls, but for also guiding the fly into the owl, I took the owl outside and released the fly. Never before nor since has a fly ended up inside the owl. Another Lovey wink from Spirit came when I was once again inspired to go to a local thrift store and was drawn to a wall of purses and bags. Front and center on the wall was a handmade bag. The fabric was adorned with multiple owls, and in the center was a pocket with dog's paw prints on it. I silently thanked Lovey, took a photo, and marveled at his skillfulness at multidimensional communication. Thankfully, I have no doubt that Lovey is still with me, communicating with me every day. And on the days when I need a little boost of joy, or I'm feeling his physical absence strongly, he makes sure that I see something fantastic having to do with owls, which makes me think of one more gorgeous Lovey wink to share. I was walking at a lake that I live near and was telling a friend how much I love the owls that Lovey makes sure I see. And right on cue, a gorgeous owl soared overhead and landed in a nearby tree. I have so many owl visitations that started once Lovey made his transition to the spirit world that I have no doubt they are reminders from him that life continues after this physical life draws to its conclusion. And thankfully, our loved ones who have gone on before us are still among us. Mm.
Go, Lovey.
What a great communicator. So she said it.
Yeah.
So many incredible signs. And what I love is this kind of quality of like dial a sign where you're like, okay, so and so.
Well, she specifically says, dazzle me. When you ask spirit to dazzle you, I Get believe ready. You'll be dazzled. Yeah.
That was that the fly in the little tiny, that was the dazzling one, right? Like to get a fly inside of an owl, like tchotchke and make it buzz. That's so impressive. Good. That's so good.
Well done. Thank you for sharing that with us, Shanae. And then, that's amazing.
Thank you, Shanae. And I want to just do an owl triple play, if you don't mind, Sarah.
Yes, please.
Okay. So you know that my dad comes through as an owl. You gave me this beautiful little owl for my birthday, so I look at it all day. But I was on a trip in Florida visiting with my family, and I said to Dad, I need like encouragement. I just need a little like boost. And like literally 30 seconds later, I turned to my cousin and I said, I don't know, right now I just feel like I'm Dig Dug. And for all the older listeners, you'll recognize that video game from the 80s, like Dig Dug, where you go underground. I'm like, I have to go underground. And she goes, what, like a burrowing owl? I was like,
exactly.
Yes, like that. Thanks, Dad. And then just actually quadruple it, when we spoke to Jamie Butler, Jamie said that she felt like we were burrowing into our listeners' ears and hearts with our words. Do you remember
like
that?
Like a burrowing owl.
Yes. So I was like, oh, Jamie's bringing my dad through. She doesn't even know it.
Yep. Follow that thread. That's amazing.
Keep it going. It's so special.
All so those, special. Like,
and like, you know, you obviously have to be paying attention, but you can ask. I think that's a really big takeaway today.
Absolutely. Definitely. Definitely ask and then be aware and look out.
And look out. Do you want to talk about Miss Shelby?
So this is Shelby Shankland, and it's funny because you outed me on Facebook before I was ready.
Sorry, honey.
Shelby saw that and contacted me right away. And as soon as she contacted me, I felt her mama. I felt her mama coming through strong. So I was like, hey, Shelby, here's a reading. I felt like her mama was pulling strings. Like, she's like, nope. You're getting out it early, and this is so Shelby can see this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Shelby is sharing some signs from her mama.
Okay.
Hello, Sarah and Jane. This is Shelby, and I am going to tell you about all of the beautiful signs that I've gotten from my mama. The first time that I got a sign from her that was so obvious and crazy was my 50th birthday. So we decided for my 50th birthday last year to go to Beach Haven, New Jersey. There were about the first miracle straight from my mama, I'm sure, is that so many of our family members were able to come down to Beach Haven, New Jersey for this week-long celebration. So I, because it was my 50th birthday, got to pick my room in this old B&B. I turned to look at a painting of flowers that was hung over my side of the bed. And it was signed with my mother's first initial and her maiden name, J. Mack. Which, I mean, what are the odds, right? So that was the first one. And I was so thrilled that my mom was with me for my 50th birthday and in the room with me, as it turned out. So that was super cool. Then another cool sign was with my sisters and I. My sister Sharon and I drove up to my other sister Deb's house in Philadelphia from Tennessee. It was a long drive, and we started listening to the book Signs by Laura Lynn Jackson. And when we got there on like the second day or the next morning, my sister Sharon was like, I'm going to ask mom for a sign. And so she thought about it for a minute, and she was like, okay, I got it. And she asked if we wanted to know what it was. And we said, no, it's fine. You can keep that to yourself and we'll see what we see. But we went out for the day shopping. And a few hours later, Sharon was like, I want to tell you what the sign is. And we were like, okay, tell us what the sign is. So she said she was standing there and she asked for a sign. And the first thing that flew into her head was a squirrel. And she was like, that's a stupid sign. Squirrels never meant anything to me and mom, except that she would curse them as they were eating from her bird feeders in her backyard. And so she thought about, you know, maybe a tiger, but then she heard a voice in her head that was clearly, no, it's a squirrel. So we all kept that in mind for the day, fully expecting to see some kind of squirrel brooch or some ridiculous squirrel on a purse or something like that. But we never saw anything. And then we got home that night and we were having some wine and we were just sitting around in Deb's living room. And I looked up at Deb and right over her head on the wall was like an animated pen and ink drawing of a squirrel hanging on her wall right next to her bar in her living room. And I walked over to Sharon and I sat down next to her. I said, look over Deb's head. And she gasped. And we had never, you know, there are lots of little things on the wall around the bar there. And we hadn't noticed that there was a squirrel picture on the wall. But it was just a perfect sign because it was there the whole time. Just like my mom is with us all the time. It was by the bar, and I know Sarah will remember, maybe Sarah remembers that one of the pieces of evidence that my mom shared with her during my reading with Sarah was her giant cocktail glass, her giant silver martini glass that she could put in the freezer and it would keep her martinis cold. And then the last sign and the most recent one, about a week ago, I was visiting with a girlfriend at Frozen Head State Park and we went for a lovely wildflower hike. I was walking along and I asked my mom for a sign. I said, in my mind, I was like, you know, give me a heart-shaped rock or something, but make it obvious because, again, I'm not going to spend the rest of my time up here looking everywhere for a heart-shaped rock. And I took maybe two or three more steps and looked up to my right. And there was a fallen log with four heart-shaped rocks laid out on the fallen log. And I took a moment and I said, good job, Mom. Man, you really knocked it out of the park. And said thank you to her and really felt that she was with me out in nature by running water, which she always loved. So those are all my signs. Thank you so much for all that you do. Bye.
Gorgeous.
Her mom was on it.
I love that she's like, and listen, I'm not going to spend the rest of the hike. And her mom's like, copy that.
Here you go.
And I love her mom's like, not one, not two, but three.
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
Show it up. Like, how does
that was her mom's personality in the reading too, man. She was so like such a big, fun, awesome mama personality. I know.
I love how it's a little bit gamified in that family. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think this is true.
I think you can have that kind of fun, you know? And
yeah,
it's so meaningful. So meaningful. So our last person to share with us is Carla Jalbert, and she is also a medium, an intuitive healer, and a channel on the island of Maui. She's telling us about her brother, Steve.
I love signs from our loved ones and spirits, and definitely the Signs book by Laura Lynn Jackson inspired me to be on the lookout for more. When my older brother passed about 7 years ago, we had to take him off life support. We were pretty sure he was already gone and it was just his body left. But I went up to pick up my daughter from school so she could be part of the phone conversation that we were going to have with those at the hospital. And she and I were getting back on the Haleakala Highway here on Maui. And right when we're getting on the highway, there's not one, but two Steve's plumbing trucks coming down the mountain. And I'd never seen these plumbing trucks before that moment. And they were a new business here on Maui. So it totally took my breath away. And then after reading the signs book, I asked my brother for a sign. I said, I want something funny with a pig. And sure enough, 3 days later, my husband called to my son. He's like, hey, Ryder, come here. I've been carrying around this card, this birthday card for you from your Uncle Pete for the last 3 months. So it was way overdue. So Ryder comes into our room and he opens up the card and he immediately starts laughing. And on the front of the card was a picture of a pig farting, like a cartoon picture. And that was so my brother's humor, as well as the plumbing truck. And I was so excited that I asked another friend of mine in spirit who had recently passed. I said, okay, Sierra, I want a sign that has to do with frogs. It has to be something funny with frogs. And I got up early the next morning, as I always do, and I stepped outside of my bedroom and onto our backyard. There's a cement little porch, and I stepped on two frogs copulating, just like I'd asked for in the sign, something funny about a frog. And here I get it, two frogs going to town right there on my porch. And it took quite the moment of sinking in of, holy cow, I cannot believe how this magic works. Anyway, those are a few of my favorite signs.
Oh.
And it is magic. It truly is magic.
It's totally magic. It's so nice to hear folks from all around the country and in all different situations telling such similar stories, right? Like, to put the call out, the bat signal, like, hey, spirit, I need, like, some.
Yeah.
And then
spirit
but
delivers.
Delivers and then some. Yeah. Well, we can't wait to bring you another Monarch episode next season. We'll do one a season. So listeners who haven't had a chance to send in a story, here's your chance.
Yeah. Send them our way. We love them and we want to share them with everybody. Everybody can celebrate these stories with each other.
And in our own flapping wing kind of episode. And a couple other pieces of business before we close, dear listeners. One is, we've been told that we have to ask you directly, please rate, share, download, follow.
Yeah, subscribe.
All those words.
Yes, do it.
Do the things.
Please,
on Instagram, especially, we're starting to build a little community. Sarah's running that so beautifully. TikTok. Sometimes I'm over there, so come and find me there. All of our handles are in the show notes. And also, obviously, we're both mediums. Right, Sarah?
Yeah. That's the point.
So if you want to get a reading from either of us, there's links in the show notes too. And for my site, there is going to be a special code for Medium Curious listeners. And that code and during checkout to reduce your price by a lot is going to be MC Love. So listeners who want to get a reading from me, you can use that code. And Sarah
She's
offers
so good. Reading. She gives great readings.
Oh, well, Sarah's too extraordinary. So either one of us would be thrilled to read for you. I was really excited to read for a listener for a baby reading recently. We got to meet up with her babies, both of them. So, you know, so special. So I think that's it.
Until next time. We love you.
We love you. We love all of you. And we love your signs and we love your people on the other side. Thank you for sharing them.
Yeah, thanks for coming and listening to us. Bye.
Lots of love. Bye. Medium Curious is made possible
by Jane Morgan Editing.
Sarah Radke made the amazing music.
And Gigi Hawkins, podcast consultant.
Mix by podcast engineers. Our logo was created by Eric Allen.
Kyle Hansen McKee, photography.
And the dogs under the desk in Hawaii are Kalea and Domino.
And Trixie in California.